Hello, Miner fans. Welcome once again, and thanks for listening to another edition of the Picks Up Podcast, exploring the sports, stories, issues, and personalities associated with UTEP athletics. I'm John Teicher. Hope that all continues to be well with you and yours. Continued thanks to all of our healthcare professionals, first responders, and to all on the front line whose efforts are so significant and much appreciated. For those outside of UTEP, UTEP football, the season has been somewhat of a surprise. A winner of only two games total in the last 3 years combined, the Miners have already won three times in 2020, with the season not yet at the halfway point, and are on track for possibly their first bowl bid since 2014. A much improved defense, an opportunistic offense, and stability throughout the lineup have been significant factors in UTEP's rise. In 2018, utilizing 10 different starting combinations in their offensive line, the Miners saw their quarterback sacked 42 times. 2019 was a bit better, 35 quarterback sacks allowed with seven different starting combinations employed. This season has seen only two different starting groups and an average of less than two quarterback sacks yielded per game. And the one constant along UTEP's offensive interior five, the last two and a half seasons, has been a local product from El Paso's Montwood High School. He's currently started a team-high 29 consecutive games and hasn't missed many snaps in that span. Number 73 in the orange and blue, Miners junior left guard Bobby DeHaro is here to detail his progression and that of the UTEP Miners. And Bobby, thanks for doing this.
Oh, no, thank you. Thank you for having me.
With all that's been going on in the world, how enjoyable has this season been thus far?
Oh, it's been a lot of fun. I mean, like you said, the past 2 years we had troubles everywhere, and now we're winning, and you know the locker room's hyped up, and everybody is just happy to be where we're at right now. And we want to keep on going. You know, bowl game's the goal here, and hopefully a championship down the line.
It's been a different season, though, hasn't it?
Oh, way different. Yes. The mentality of the team is way different. The locker room is, you know, it's more hyped, more fun. And it's not like last year. Last year was kind of slow and everything, but this year has been way different.
What about just school as a whole? I would assume that your classes have all been conducted virtually. Does it all seem like a completely different experience than the previous 3 years you've had here at UTEP?
Oh, yeah, it's way different. Like I said, you know, you're used to going to class, and it's a big jump going to all online classes because, you know, it's some people are audio listeners than visual listeners. So it's kind of a different story now, the times we are in. But even in football, too, you know, you see how strict, you know, Tony has everything there, which is good. It's just a good thing. So like I said, it's different.
Have you struggled with any of it, or are you just basically taking it all in stride?
Oh, no. I'm almost done. I'm almost going to graduate. So, I mean, all my classes are just straightforward. And so, no, I'm doing fine right now.
All right. Well, let's get to the improvement we've seen. What would you point to as the biggest reasons for the improvement we've seen from the Miners thus far this season?
I mean, we got ball players now. You know, you see our defensive line. You see our DBs, and you know we finally have ball players, and even if we have a solid offensive line, and we got our receivers Justin Garrett and Jacob Cowing and Walter Dunn, and then we have a solidified quarterback that can, he never misses with the ball, so he's always accurate. So I mean, now we have guys that make plays, and you can see it out there.
Speaking of that defensive line, obviously it's a group that you go against every day in practice. How much better are the likes of Keenan Stewart and Kelton Moss, and of course Praise now in his second year as an active player?
Those guys are great, man. They're fun to play against, and they give us good work. You know, we basically play in a game with those guys. They're really good players, and even with me too. You know, Keenan Stewart gives me a hard time sometimes, but you know, it's a good battle. But like I said, you know, when they're good, it makes us better. So
yeah, sure. Yeah, that absolutely. That's got to be the case. Is this something that you could see coming? The improvement?
Yes. I know like there's people out there that doubt a demo and stuff, but you know, it takes time to rebuild. And, you know, I see a bright future ahead for UTEP, and I mean, I'm sure other people can see it as well. I mean, it's obvious when we put it out there on the field.
Being in El Paso and yourself has to make all of this a lot more gratifying, doesn't it?
Oh yes, of course. You know, being here on Montwood, and Coach Guler gave me the opportunity to play. So, like I said, being an El Paso guy, you know, just makes it a whole lot better.
You know, I talked about at the top all the different combinations the Miners had to use in the offensive line the last couple of years with injuries and such. That had to make things challenging.
Oh, yeah. I mean, even for me, because, you know, I had two different guys playing next to me in all games. So it's kind of hard to adjust. You know, now you see, so I have Darte Lee next to me, and we have solidified like our calls, our combinations, and me and him have little stuff that we talk, little stuff between me and him that we need to do on the field. And like back to those seasons, you know, it's just different because, you know, you can't, it's like, I guess, how do I say it? Like you get like a bond, you know, when it's U5 and then which keeps on switching up, people are coming in and out. It kind of gets, makes it difficult.
It's hard to minimize what continuity means.
Right? Yes, exactly. Yes.
How much pride do you take, as I mentioned, having played in 29 games in your UTEP career and started every one of them and having missed very few snaps?
I mean, yeah, I take a lot of pride in that because, you know, it's like people don't see, it's the off season and the training room and then the rehabs and everything that keeps you healthy to play in all those games. And I take a lot of pride in that because, you know, my goal, I know Will has had what, like 49 games. So, I mean, that's my goal to beat him. So, hopefully get a couple bowl games here in the next 2 years and we'll see what happens.
Now, we'll talk about Will a little bit more later on. You know, you mentioned some of the guys up front, Darte Lee, yourself, Andrew Meyer, Elijah Klein, Zuri Henry, and Jeremiah Byers have received the lion's share of the time this year thus far. Meyer and Byers are the two newest members. Tell us what you've seen from them.
Oh, I mean, Meyer, he's smart. You know, coming from, you know, we had Gatewood last year and Gatewood knew everything about the offense, every single thing. So it helped us a lot. And now Andrew Myers just took over the throne and does the same thing. He's smart, makes the calls, he's always on point. And, you know, it's a guy that, you know, playing next to, you know, you trust everything, every call he makes. And Jeremiah is an athlete. I mean, you look at him out there, he's freakish athlete. And he's a good ball player, and he solidifies that right tackle spot and keep the quarterback safe.
That guy in the middle is key, isn't he?
Oh, yes. He's the one that sets the front, sets the call, and, you know, that's everything that we do is based off his call, so it's important.
As you mentioned, you've played beside Zuri quite a bit. Darte has been mostly to your left this season. And, of course, Elijah has cemented himself at right guard. Give us a little bit on those three.
Oh, I mean, Elijah Klein, he's the smartest guy. He plays smart and aggressive. And, you know, sometimes, you know, he makes a play. And it's just like, damn, how did that happen? You know, that's really good. And then Darte Lee still finds the left tackle spot. I mean, that guy's – He's a solid pass blocker, solid run blocker. And like I said, me and him have a camaraderie between us two. And we have little calls here and there that help us help our game. And Zuri, you know, you see Zuri, he's like the sixth man out there. You know, Zuri's been here since, well, we've been playing the same amount of time. But he's had a couple injuries here and there that's helped him out. But, you know, like I said, Zuri and Jeremiah, they're like freakish athletes. And but with the way they play, it shows out there.
Given your experience, have you taken a leadership role on the offensive line, or at least tried to?
Yeah, I try to lead by example. I'm not a big hooper and holler talk guy, and I've always been like that ever since high school. And I like to try to lead by example, do everything right in the classroom, in the weight room, never late, always paying attention, making sure, you know, I'm set for myself and working hard out there and when we practice. And that's how I try to lead, is by example.
The pass pro, I think, has just been terrific. All season long. What is it that the O-line has done well in that regard?
Well, I guess we got ball players now that you know, we finally have a solidified O-line. So whatever calls made, you know, we're going to block the way it's supposed to be. And Gavin's, it's not just us, it's Gavin too. Gavin gets the ball out really quick. You know, our receivers get open really quick. So, you know, it's a whole team combination. But when the ball's out quick, when the receivers may get open, and Gavin can shuffle here and there and get out of the pocket sometimes, really helps, benefits us in the long run.
The running game, I think it's fair to say, has had some highs and lows. What do you see there?
Oh, like I said, Dion and Josh, you know, I mean, you guys seen Dion Hankins, man. The guy's a ball player. If you can hear it when we're playing, the cracks of the pads and everything, when Dion gets in there, it's loud, it's crazy. And like I said, it's on us to make those runs being high every game. And we need to do a better job of that. And Josh Fields too, he's a shifty little guy, and he makes plays as well. So, yeah.
Personally, do you enjoy pass pro, or do you enjoy run blocking more?
Run blocking. I like to hit the punch, not take the punch. But you know, pass pro, you have to be patient and see what the defensive line is doing. But run blocking, just gonna go and hit somebody.
I don't think I've ever met an offensive lineman that said pass protection is his favorite. Have you?
Oh, no. I hate pass protection, but you got to do it.
Let's get more into Gavin, of course, who's in his first year as the starter. How's he been in the huddle? And do you think just directing things as a whole?
Oh, he's been great. You know, like I said, finally have a solidified quarterback, no switching quarterbacks. And that helps us as an offensive line. But he calls a play, we go play, and that's, you know, he never misses. You guys, he's going to throw the ball, and then those long balls are in the wide receiver's hands, and it's crazy. You know, we haven't had that here in a while. So, you can see, like, in tightest spots, he'll throw the ball, and our receivers are there to catch it.
Everybody's personality, obviously, is different. What's his, and does he seem to have the kind of personality that gets him the respect he needs?
Oh, yeah. You know, I mean, he's a real quiet guy as well. I mean, he's a new guy, you know. You know, he does have a respect. He's our quarterback, and, you know, Coach Jim has always said, that's your mom back there, and we're going to treat her like that and protect him as much as we can. But, no, yeah, he's a great person on and off the field, and, I mean, it shows out there on the field.
All right, let's get to your game, Bobby. Where do you see yourself at this point?
I see myself doing all right. You know, I feel like I'm having a great season so far, better than the last year, that's for sure. I'm trying to get better every game and every season. So, you know, hopefully, you know, down the line, I have a shot to go play in the next level. And, you know, that's everybody's goal as a player. But that's one of my goals. But obviously, I want to get some wins for El Paso.
How do you measure your own improvement? How can you tell that you're playing better football and have improved from a year ago?
Oh, so like last year, sometimes I would catch myself in bad positions, or pass blocking wasn't as well as it should be. And this year, I feel like I've kind of had solidified my pass blocking, and my run blocking has gone a lot better than last year. I mean, I'm trying to play on their side of line of scrimmage, and that's somewhat I've been doing this year.
How much of that just has to do with maturity, experience, strength? Is it all part of it?
Oh, yeah, it's all part of it. I mean, confidence too. I mean, my first year playing, you know, your first year playing, and you get nervous, the butterflies kick in, so 2 hours before the game, it's tough. And then when you get to the game, you're playing, you're like, oh, I don't want to mess up. You're always running through your mind, like, what if I do this? What if he does that? And then last year, I finally kind of got over that and started playing. And this year, I just before games, it's not like I'm not getting nervous, but I'm getting anxious. I want to get out there, and you gain confidence. And my confidence is high right now.
Where would you like to get better specifically?
I like to do better pass blocking. I mean every offensive line should do that. But yeah, pass blocking and probably blocking like little guys, DBs, when you go out on a screen. That's always the hardest. But yeah, that's what I like to get better on.
Those pesky little guys, right?
Yeah.
Twice, of course, you're 2 for 2. You've been named honorable mention All-Conference USA in each of the last 2 years. What are you aiming for this time around?
I want to be first team, you know, I'm aiming for that. And I mean, I had started off good playing La Tech. So, you know, that's my goal. And it's an honor to do that, being honorable mention the past 2 years. I mean, of course, I would like to be second team or first team, but, you know, you start somewhere and I want to be first team this year.
Obviously, the success of the team has something to do with that, doesn't it?
Oh, yes, of course. Yes.
The mindset of an offensive lineman, it's got to be totally different. For instance, even in setting goals, it's not like doing so for a skill player. How do you set goals for yourself, and how do you measure them when you're an offensive lineman?
So we have what we call pancakes when we basically flat out the defensive, any defensive player. We just flat them out on their back. You know, of course, you want to have more of those. And when you have more of those, you know, obviously runs are being broken out. But, you know, every offensive line's goal is to have more than 200 yards a game and or 150 or whatever. No sacks. You know, that's the goal of an offensive line. And I feel like that's what we've been doing here.
So those metrics are kind of the way you get your satisfaction as a lineman, as opposed to a skilled player who measures his success in different metrics, huh?
Oh, yeah. So, I mean, when you see the back of a running back's jersey just running, it's a different feeling. It's a great feeling, you know, and then it gives us more confidence for the next play, and we're just moving down the field. And that's just – it's all about, you know, momentum, and I feel like when that happens, you know, we just play way better.
Some people say that if an offensive lineman isn't being noticed or talked about, that it's a good thing. Do you agree with that?
Oh, yes, of course. I know, like, the only time we get criticized is when we give up a sack. It's never when the play gets broken out or, you know, run gets 30-plus yards. You know, it's always like, oh, he gave up a sack, and that's all you get recognized for.
All right, Bobby, let's go back a few years now. Following a two-time first-team All-City career at Montwood High School, you elected to stay home and play for UTEP. What went into that decision?
Well, when Kugler was here, I only had two offers, and Kugler was the first one to offer me my junior year of high school, and I had Texas State probably 2 weeks before signing day. But I already had my mindset you know, Cougar was offensive lines coach, and, you know, that was my position. So I wanted to learn as much as I can from him. So, and obviously I wanted to stay home, play for my family. And, yeah, that's just a big part of it, you know, just probably staying home.
Did you grow up a Miners fan, and do you remember attending games when you were younger?
Oh, yes. I always attended games. It was when the fans were packed, and it was a great time. And my cousin married a UTEP football player a couple years ago, so started bringing me back into watching the games here.
Well, when you were a kid, who do you remember playing for the Miners? Who was kind of a figure that you looked up to?
Oh, Jordan Palmer, of course. And when I was really, really younger, and then now when I started in the recruiting process and everything, I started watching Jamil Showers and Eric Tomlinson. You know, Aaron Jones, of course, you know, all those guys.
As you mentioned, Cougs recruited you. When he left the program, which was the year you were redshirting, do you remember feeling disappointed?
Oh, yes. I mean, we're all disappointed. You should have seen the room when he got fired, you know, because Cougs is the man. You know, he was, you know, just a great person, a great coach, and the way he treated us, you know, treated us like a man, you know, that's how we needed to be treated. And he was a great coach, and it was kind of tough for us when he left.
Obviously things have worked out pretty well with Coach Dimmel though, right?
Oh yes, of course. Dimmel is on the right track with this program. And like I said, I see a bright future for here when he's here.
You talked about staying home and playing in front of your family and friends. What's that like? What is that experience?
It's great, you know, I have a big Mexican family, so seeing them here and all of them at the stands, you know, it's a great confidence boost because I'm playing for them, playing for the city of El Paso, and all my friends come to the games, and after the games, they always let me know how I did, and of course, and even my El Paso high school coaches, they always just support me. I still talk to them to this day, and yeah, you know, it's a great feeling, you know, I love to see them out there.
Tell us about your family.
Oh, they're great. My family is great. You know, hard workers, everybody, best supporters out there. And they give me, you know, sometimes when we lose, I'm not in the best mood. And they always find a way to bring me back up, cheer me up. And like I said, you know, it's a blessing to have all of them out there in the fans.
Back to your days at Montwood, you played for Chuck Valese your first 3 years there. And of course, he subsequently spent some time on the minors staff, highly respected. What did you get from Chuck?
Oh, he's a great man. You know, even in high school, and he taught me a lot of things. He taught me basically, when I was starting playing football in high school, I didn't think about the recruiting process. I didn't think about anything. You know, I was just playing football. And when he told me, he's like, hey, UTEP's coming in to recruit you. I was like, what? I was like, I didn't know what's going on. And no. And then when Kugler gave him the job as the wide receiver position, I was happy. You know, I reunited with him, and a lot of people respected him as a coach here in El Paso, and players respected him now as when he was a UTEP coach.
Then as a senior at Montwood, you played for another former UTEP offensive lineman, Ariel Famuligi. What did Ariel teach you?
Oh, no, I didn't.
Oh, you didn't play for him?
No, I mean, he coached me in the All-Star game, but he wasn't – I was with Coach Elise when he was last year.
Okay. During your true freshman season, once you arrived at UTEP, you redshirted. What do you remember getting from that experience?
Like I said, Kugler was offensive line coach, Coach Lefwich. It taught me a lot of things that I still use to this day. And, of course, being behind Will, you know, I just looked at him and obviously learned everything I can from him because he was an All-American. I mean, obviously, he plays in the league right now. But, yeah, all those guys, Derek Almendorf, Gerard Brooks, you know, I've learned a lot from those guys. Taught me how to mature up real quick coming into a Division I program. And, yeah, I mean, like I said, Cooks taught me many things, and so did Coach Lefwich, and I still use to this day.
What specifically – watching and playing behind Will, what did you learn from him?
Just the nastiness that he had with him, you know, just the like obviously the swagger too. I mean, you see the games, he was just tossing guys, and he would, you know, hold at the end of the play, you know, just to show like I'm the man, like that's me, like you can have a long day. And you know, that's, I try to do that now. I mean, I look up to him as well. And like I said, in there was one time where he kind of, he had to hit me in a drill and hit me pretty hard. And he's I was like, damn, like I feel bad for the other team.
You guys are still pretty tight, aren't you?
Oh yeah. We're best friends to this day. Me, Will, and Josh Ortega.
Didn't you go to Vegas to share his draft moment?
Oh yeah. We were all there. And it was a great time. It was an experience to have all the cameras and everything, how it goes. And obviously it was a big motivation for me because, you know, that's my goal.
You know, you think what he accomplished off a winless team. We all thought he was going to go in the first round and just barely missed going, two picks into the second round off a winless football team. That's incredible when you think about it.
Oh, yeah, of course. I mean, he got drafted, but of course it's a pride thing. You know, you want to get first round and sure. – obviously, he was ecstatic when he got drafted, but, you know, he was, like, kind of bummed out he didn't go the first round. Because I think a lot of coaches kind of just waved him off then.
How often do the two of you communicate these days?
Oh, I mean, we communicate a lot. You know, we have a group chat on Snapchat with me, him, Josh, and Derek Almendorf. You know, we still keep in touch. You know, we still hang out with Derek Almendorf as well. You know, we're all best friends. And just to ask him for advice, what I need to do here, what I need to do there. And he's always there. You know, he always tells me whatever you need, you know, just call me.
What are the little tips maybe that he shares with you that are real helpful?
Just in pass blocking and run blocking. When he comes into town, you know, we always do drills. We always work out. And, you know, he teases me little stuff here and there that he uses in the upper level. And it's been working for me down here.
You know, I think anybody that gets to this level wants to be where Will is. How big of a burning desire is that for you?
It's, you know, I see what he does and his lifestyle now. And, you know, that's my goal. And obviously he did a lot for his family with the money he made. And that's what I want to do here with my family in El Paso. And, you know, that's my goal. And obviously to play, you know, it's an honor. I mean, it's a blessing. You worked hard for this moment. you know, that's what I want to do. And I want to be up there with those guys.
Would there be anything better than to be paid to play football? Huh?
Oh yeah, of course. You know, that's getting paid to play football. I mean, you know, it makes it a whole lot better.
What do you think it's going to take to get there for you?
Just keep on playing ball, you know, keep striding. Obviously, me playing all these games is a big, it obviously hypes up your draft stock, playing all these games. And just keep on working. You know, Coach Shad, his strength workouts are crazy. And honestly, I'm going to keep in touch with him and make sure, I mean, everything's right, even during the off season. And just keep working hard and working on my feet and hands.
Of course, before that, there's the matter at hand, including progression towards earning your degree. You said you're close. When do you expect to graduate?
I expect to be done by the end of spring, the spring semester.
Wow.
Yeah, I kind of switched my majors a couple of times to kind of mess me up a little bit, but now for the past 2 years, I've been on track, so I'm almost done.
That's exciting. What's your major?
Finance.
Wow.
Yes, sir.
What do you hope to do with that when football's over with? Besides make money.
Yeah, be a financial advisor for, pro athletes, not just NFL, but pro athletes. Manage your money.
Well, Bobby, I enjoyed your visit. I hope you did too. I wish you to stay healthy and go find some more UTEP football victories. What do you say?
Yes, sir. That's the plan.
Thank you again. You betcha. And thank you for listening to the Picks Up Podcast, a UTEP athletics production. Stay well, Picks Up, and go Miners. Let's talk again next time on another Picks Up Podcast.